previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
Lena, she's a dead ringer for Catherine.
That necklace contains an herb called vervain.
It protects you from being compelled.
Our love for Catherine wasn't real, Damon.
I'm gonna bring her back. There's a tomb underneath the church. The spell sealed Catherine in that tomb, protecting her.
Hello, Jenna.
Logan.
Who are you?
Friend of Jenna's.
Alaric Saltzman. I'm your new history teacher.
Graham's just showed me this. I'm a witch. His face was like, are you okay? What's going on, Elena? I'm gonna tell her the truth. I know that you think that you brought all of this bad stuff into my life, but my life already had it.
This is different.
I know what I want. I've never been in your room before.
This room holds every memory that I ever thought was important enough to hold on to.
Elena?
He clutches a picture of Catherine from 1864.
Elena, it's Stefan. I know that this picture must have confused you, but I can explain. I need to explain, so please, when you get this, call me.
Driving on a dark country road, she smashes into a shadowy figure. The car flips, ending up on its roof. Elena opens her eyes. She winces in pain, suspended upside down in the driver's seat. Looking round, she spots the crumpled figure on the road begin to twitch. Elena gulps as the figure spasmodically rights its shattered limbs. She struggles to undo her seatbelt as the figure stands and walks towards her. Wearing shiny black shoes, the hooded figure arrives and reaches down. The figure zips away. Damon arrives.
Damon.
You look stuck.
It's my seatbelt. I need to get it.
Let me get you out here. I want you to put your hands on the roof. Just like that. You ready? One, two, three. Are you okay? Can you stand? Is anything broken?
He gently puts her on her feet, then catches her as she falls.
Elena, look at me. Focus. Look at me.
I look like her.
What?
Elena faints into his arms. Damon gently strokes her head, then scans around the dark countryside and picks her up in his arms. He carries Elena across his body, away from her upturned car. The Vampire Diaries. At home, Alaric sits at his computer.
After years of research and study, there it was, right in front of me. I was terrified. As I stared it in the eyes, I drove a stake through its heart. I was right about Mystic Falls. There is evil here. I can sense it, feel it. It's everywhere.
He stares at a framed picture of his wife, Isabel. A flashback. Isabel lies in bed. She smiles dreamily as Alaric kisses her.
Oh. It's not even 7 yet.
Which means you shouldn't be awake for at least 6 hours.
I hate morning people.
I'm gonna be home late.
I love you.
I love you too.
She covers her face with the duvet. In the present day, Alaric stares at the picture, then turns to leave the house. Elena lies asleep in the passenger seat of Damon's blue convertible, which he drives along a country road in the daytime. Elena wakes up and frowns, confused.
Morning.
Where are we?
Georgia.
Georgia? No, we're not. Seriously, Damon, where are we?
Seriously, we're in Georgia. How are you feeling?
I...
There's no broken bones. I checked.
My car. There was a man. I hit a man. But then he got up, and who was that?
That's what I would like to know.
Where's my phone? Okay, we really need to go back. Nobody knows where I am. Pull over. I mean it, Damon. Pull over. Stop the car.
Oh, you were so much more fun when you were asleep.
They stop and climb out.
I'm fine. We have to go back.
Oh, come on. Look, we've already come this far.
Why are you doing this? I can't be in Georgia. I wrecked my car. I have to go home. This is kidnapping.
That's a little melodramatic, don't you think?
You're not funny. You can't do this. I'm not going to Georgia.
Well, you're in Georgia. Without your magic little necklace, I might add. I could very easily make you agreeable.
What are you trying to prove? That's my phone.
Damon takes it out.
It's your boyfriend. I'll take it. Elena's phone.
Where is she? Why do you have her phone? Is she okay?
Elena? No, she's right here. And yes, she's fine.
Where are you? Let me speak to her.
He wants to talk to you.
I don't think
she really wants to talk to you right now.
Damon, I swear to God, if you touch her...
You have a good day. Bye now.
At home, Stefan lobs his phone down in frustration, then picks up a necklace and grips it in his hand. By Damon's car...
Look, no one knows where I am. Can we please just go back?
We're almost there.
Where is there?
A little place right outside of Atlanta. Oh, come on, Elena. You don't want to go back right now, do you? What's the rush? Time out. Trust me. The problem's still going to be there when you get home. Look, step away from your life for 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Am I going to be safe with you?
Yes.
You promise not to do that mind control thing with me?
Yes.
Can I trust you?
Get in the car. Come on.
Jeremy finds Alaric searching furtively through his car in the school car park.
Hey, Mr. Saltzman.
Hey, Jeremy. I can't find my ring. I took it off for the gym and I thought I put it... There it is.
He puts it on.
Losing family heirlooms. Bad. How's your extra credit coming? You pick a topic.
Mystic Falls, the Civil War era.
What's the angle?
My family. I found a journal of an ancestor who lived in the 1800s, and the Gilberts were one of the original founding families of Mystic Falls, so...
That sounds good. Bonnie.
Stefan.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I haven't seen you lately. How are you doing with everything?
I'm fine. All's fine.
Good.
Yeah. Are you back in school?
No, actually, I came here to find you. I was hoping you could help me with something. A spell.
Stefan, look, I know Elena is okay with all of this, and I appreciate what you did to help me, but I'm not really ready to dive into it with you just yet.
I understand that, but I need your help. It's Elena. She's with Damon. I have Elena's necklace. I was just hoping you can use this to make some sort of a connection. I just need to know that she's okay.
How do you know I can do this?
Because I've known a few witches over the years. I've seen what they can do.
I'm still new at it.
It's okay. Give it a shot.
Okay. All right.
Stefan gives Bonnie the necklace. She clasps it in both hands and closes her eyes. Stefan watches her intensely.
There's nothing. Nothing's happening. Usually there's an image or... Tell me if anyone's looking.
Okay.
Sat together at a picnic table in the school grounds, Stefan scans around as Bonnie picks up a leaf off the grass and puts it on the table. She holds her hands out flat above it and frowns.
What is it?
Something's wrong.
With Elena?
With me. There's something wrong with me. I have to go. I'm sorry, Stefan. I can't help you.
Still frowning, she runs off. Elena watches Damon dubiously as he drives.
So where's my car?
I pulled it off the side of the road. I don't think anyone will bother.
What about that man in the road? Was he?
From what I could tell, yeah.
You didn't know him?
If I've never met him, I wouldn't know him. I mean, it's not like we all hang out together at the Vamp Bar and Grill.
They pull up outside Breeze Bar.
Where are we? You brought me to a bar? Damon, I'm not old enough. They're not going to let me in.
Sure they will.
Damon beckons her in. The sultry owner, Bree, spots Damon as he comes in, smiling.
No, it can't be. Damon?
Oh. The tall brunette vaults over the bar and stands before them.
My honey pie.
She grabs his head and they snog as Elena watches, alarmed.
Listen up, everybody. Here's to the man that broke my heart, crushed my soul, destroyed my life, and ruined any and all chances of happiness. Drink up.
She drinks a shot along with Damon, who downs Elena's as well.
Woo. So, how did he rope you in?
I'm not roped in. Actually, I'm dating his...
Oh, honey, if you're not roped, you're whipped. Either way, just enjoy the ride.
Okay. So, how did you two meet?
College.
You went to college?
I've been on a college campus, yes.
About 20 years ago, when I was a sweet young freshman, I met this beautiful man, and I fell in love. And then he told me about his little secret. Made me love him even more. Because, you see, I had a little secret of my own that I was dying to share with somebody.
She's a witch.
Changed my world, you know.
I rocked your world.
He has good in the sack, isn't he? But mostly, he's just a walk-away Joe.
She necks another shot.
So, what is it that you want?
At school, Jeremy heads upstairs in the library and consults some notes on the first floor. He scans around, then heads between some high shelves, scanning the row of books. He consults his notes as he searches for the books. Turning round, some books fall off the shelf in front of him, of their own accord. He looks startled and bends down to pick them up. Pretty brunette Anna appears as he stands up.
Oh my god, I am so sorry. There was this one book wedged between the other, and I pulled, and then kaplunk kaboom. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
They both bend down, bumping heads.
I'm Anna.
Jeremy.
They smile sweetly at each other as they shake hands. Bonnie is at home flicking through some old-looking books. Sheila comes in.
Thank God you're back.
And hello to you, too. What's the matter?
My powers are gone, Grams. I can't do anything, even when I concentrate, and there's nothing in any of these books that can tell me how to get them back.
Hang on now. Just calm down. Tell me what happened.
I can't.
We're keeping secrets now?
I have to. I'm sorry. I promised. Please help me.
Well, first of all, there's nothing in any of these that's gonna help you. If you're blocked, it's in here. You gotta clear it out, then you're back in business.
Clear what out?
Whatever's got you so scared.
Elena's on her mobile phone.
Hi, Jenna. I'm so sorry.
Where are you? Why didn't you call?
I was so tired. Last night, I fell asleep at Bonnie's, and then this morning, I just wanted to get to school.
Are you okay?
You know, Stefan and stuff.
In Breeze Bar.
Come on. There's gotta be another way.
After all these years, it's still only Catherine. How do you even know she's still alive?
Well, you help me get into that tomb, and we'll find out.
I already did. 20 years ago, remember? 3 easy steps. Comet, crystal, spell.
A little problem with number 2. I don't have the crystal.
That's it, Damon. There is no other way. It's Emily's spell.
What about new spell with a new crystal
that overrides Emily's spell.
It doesn't work that way, baby. Emily's spell is absolute. You can't get into that tomb.
Bonnie arrives at the site of the ruined old church in the woods. A low mist clings to the dirt between the densely spaced trees. Bonnie steps cautiously into the church ruins. She looks up at the arched frame of a window in the highest remaining stone wall. Shafts of sunlight surround her as she bends down to pick up a leaf from the ground. She holds the leaf in her palm and frowns. She hears the creaking sound. She scans around, then drops the leaf.
Hello? Anybody here?
She falls into a pit that opens up beneath her. Damon paces between the pool tables in Bree's bar. He watches Elena through the window as she answers her mobile phone.
Elena, is that you?
I'm here.
Where are you?
You lied.
Not until I explain, please.
So you didn't lie?
Just tell me where you are so that I can come get you.
How am I connected to Catherine, Stefan?
I honestly don't know.
And I'm supposed to believe that?
It's the truth. Listen.
She hangs up.
You okay?
Don't pretend to care. I know you're gloating inside.
As she mixes a cocktail, Bree makes a call.
Hey, it's Bree. You'll never guess who walked into my bar.
Bonnie wakes up lying prone on a dusty floor in a chamber beneath the ruined church.
Oh.
She feels her scratched head and grips her cut knee as she gingerly gets to her feet. She looks up at a circle of daylight.
Hello? Anybody?
She spots a pentagram carved in the stone of the chamber. The pentagram is actually on a big stone door. Stefan walks up to Bonnie's front door.
Hi.
Can I help you?
I'm Stefan. I'm a friend of Bonnie's.
Sheila shakes his hand.
Her dad told me that she might be here.
She was. Not anymore.
Do you know where she went?
No, but you do.
I'm sorry?
I told her to face down her fear, and I'm sensing now that you know exactly why she was scared. You know what I am, and yet you offered me your hand, which means you wanted me to see that I can trust you.
Can you?
I trust you'll keep her safe. Better be on your way then. I'm not gonna invite you in. Sure you understand why.
She shuts the door on him at the library.
This aisle is local and state history, and Civil War is won over. What do you need?
Local 1860s. Do you work here?
Nope. You want reference. This way. Homeschooled. I study here for a mock school environment. Ah, here we go. Original settlers, town archives, founder stuff. It's all here. So what's your topic?
The town's fear and hysteria surrounding the war and how it influenced certain writers of the time.
You might want to focus that.
The origin of local folklore myths.
You mean the vampires?
At Bree's bar.
Let's just say that I'm descended from Catherine. Does that make me part vampire?
Vampires can't procreate. But we'd love to try. No, if you were related, it would mean Catherine had a child before she was turned.
Did Stefan think that he could use me to replace her?
It's kind of creepy if you ask me. Come on, well, you don't like pickles? What's wrong with you?
How can you even eat if technically you're supposed to be
dead.
It's not such a bad word. As long as I keep a healthy diet of blood in my system, my body functions pretty normally.
This nice act. Is any of it real?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go, honey.
Thank you.
I'll have one, too.
Hmm?
Time out, remember? For 5 minutes. Yeah, well, that 5 minutes is gonna need a beer.
There you go.
Elena drinks a bottle of beer. At the library, Anna and Jeremy sit together.
Well, you're kidding me, right? There's no such thing as vampires.
Well, there's not a lot of documentation, but the stories have been told since the Civil War. My granddad used to tell me all these creepy stories when I was little, and he said that his granddad told them to him.
Yeah, that would be folklore. Vampires are a metaphor for the demons of the day.
Which are?
The Union soldiers. I read the stories myself. They talk about the enemy, the demons that attack at night.
That sounds like vampires to me.
Allegorical vampires, which is what it is. Creative expression during a very volatile time. I mean, a country at war doesn't want realism. They want fantasy, thus vampire fiction.
Man, you're smart. I gotta give it to you. When I first saw you, I missed it.
Yeah, I've had a rough go of it lately, but I'm just now getting back to my old self.
Well, good luck on your paper. I gotta get home. You know, my great-grandfather actually showed me a journal once of an ancestor, and he had written all of this creepy stuff about vampires. It was actually really believable.
Wait, a journal?
Yeah. Why?
Are you sure you have to go?
Anna gets up. A bedraggled-looking Bonnie paces past an iron grate in the underground chamber.
Come on, phone. Great.
She glowers at the pentagram on the stone door, then paces towards it, using her phone as a torch. She puts her hand on the pentagram and listens with her ear close to the stone door. As she steps back, someone drops down behind her.
Stefan, wait, the ground gave way, and I fell.
It's okay, calm down. Come on, let's get you out of here.
How?
Just close your eyes. Trust me. Come here.
She shuts her eyes. He puts his arms around her. He jumps out of the chamber into the woods.
You can open your eyes now.
Whoa.
I didn't want to scare you.
How did you know where I was?
Well, your grandmother told me what you were doing, and I guessed the where.
I heard them. Down there. Behind the door. Are they in pain?
In the beginning, yes, but not anymore. They've starved to the point of desiccation.
But if they have blood, they'll...
That's not going to happen, Bonnie. They can't get out. Emily saw to that when she had you destroy the crystal. You're safe.
At Breeze.
Ready? Go!
Everybody in the bar does a shot.
That's three. You need a bib.
Sorry, I can't unhinge my jaw like a snake to consume alcohol.
Whatever. All right. Who's next? Another round, Bree?
Honey, you should be on the floor.
I am not even drunk. My tolerance is like way up here.
A tall guy breezes past.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Bree makes eye contact with the tall guy and nods towards Damon. At the Mystic Grill, Jeremy and Anna play table football.
So you have no idea where the journal is?
Nope. Gramps died and all the kids split his stuff. I can ask.
I just find it weird that our ancestors kept the same kind of journals. It's crazy.
Maybe it's based on some partial reality.
No, it's gotta be metaphorical. My ancestor wrote short stories.
So that's why you're hung up on the fiction of it all.
No, I'm hung up on the fiction of it all because I've seen The Lost Boys in Near Dark like 50 times.
Are those movies? I've never seen them. Maybe we can have a fright night and rent a whole bunch of vampire movies.
Yeah, sure.
Why does that sound like a no way in hell? Sorry, I'm blunt.
No, it's, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. I just recently got out of something. It's a little too soon, you know?
No, please. Sure. Yeah, no worries. I meant as friends, so, yeah. Look, I really gotta go, so. Nice meeting you, Jeremy.
She picks up her bag and walks off looking disappointed. Jeremy scratches his head. At Bree's bar, Elena pots a pool ball. She grabs her phone off the bar.
Hello?
Elena.
Jenna! Hold on, it's loud in here.
Elena, where are you? Are you okay?
Yeah. No, I'm good. Everything's fine. Hold on, I can't hear you.
Fine. I gotta call.
She trips as she goes outside. The tall guy jumps her from behind, covering her mouth.
Hello?
Inside Bree's bar.
Hey, where's your girl?
She's right back there.
He scans around, then frowns, gets up and walks outside. He finds Bree's phone on the porch. He walks through town and arrives on an industrial estate. He spots Elena up a ladder.
Damon, no!
The tall guy, Lee, whizzes out of the shadows and batters Damon with a baseball bat. Damon's grounded.
No!
Lee pours petrol over the prone Damon. Lee rounds on the approaching Elena. His eyes are red, his vampire teeth bared.
Who are you? That's perfect. You have no idea.
What are you talking about? What did he do?
He killed my girlfriend. What did she do to you, huh? What did she do to you?
Nothing.
I don't understand.
My girlfriend went to visit Stefan. And Damon killed her, got it?
Lee kicks Damon in the face.
Lexi? Lexi was your girlfriend? She told me about you. She said that you were human.
I was.
Lee looks down at Damon, then takes a match out of his jeans.
Lexi turned you?
If you want to be with someone forever, you have to live forever.
She loved you. She said that when it's real, you can't walk away.
Well, that's a choice you're not gonna have to make.
Don't, please don't hurt him.
I'm doing you a favor.
Lexi loved you, and she was good, and that means you're good too. Be better than him. Don't do this. I'm begging you. Please.
Lee grabs hold of Damon and lifts him up. He throws Damon across the yard. Damon slams backwards into a huge barn door and falls to the ground.
Thank you.
It wasn't for you.
Lee zips away at superhuman pace. Elena runs over to the struggling Damon by the barn door. Bonnie heads home. Sheila opens the front door to her.
Well, and look who's returned from battle.
They embrace warmly. Stefan stands behind Bonnie on the porch.
Can I talk to your friend for a minute?
Bonnie turns to Stefan.
Thank you. I appreciate your help, Stefan.
You're welcome, Sheila.
I wasn't sure you remembered.
October 1969.
I was barely a teenager.
And you were leading what was probably the only anti-war sit-in within miles of Mystic Falls. You know, when you spoke, people were mesmerized. I know I was.
until the cops showed up. You took a big risk coming to see me earlier, letting me read you, realize who you were. Could have gone in a completely different way.
Well, your family has a very long history of keeping my secret. I knew that I could trust you if you believed that I was worthy of your trust.
Bonnie knows, doesn't she?
Yes.
Well, please understand that our loyalty can only extend so far. This town won't be easy on any of us if they figure it out. And I'll protect my own before anybody else.
I know that.
As long as we're clear. Good night, then.
Good night, Sheila.
She smiles and closes the door. At her bar, Bree downs some booze, then turns to find Damon staring at her.
We were just leaving. I wanted to say goodbye.
Good to see you again, Damon.
No kiss?
I'm full of vervain. I put it in everything I drink.
And you're telling me this. Why?
Lexi was my friend. How could you?
She turns around, but he's there again.
The tomb can't be opened.
You're lying!
Emily's grimoire, her spellbook. If you know how she closed the tomb, the reversal process will be in her book. You can open that tomb.
And where is this book?
I'll...
You have no idea.
No, I am telling you the truth.
And I believe you. My dear, sweet Bree. That's why I'm almost sorry.
He shoves his hand into her chest and squeezes, then pulls out her heart. Her eyes close and she drops to the floor behind the bar. Damon washes his hands, grabs his jacket, and leaves the bar.
So, why did you bring me with you?
Well, you're not the worst company in the world, Elena. You should give yourself more credit.
Seriously?
I know. You were there on the road, all damsel in distress-like. And I knew it'd piss off Stefan. And you're not the worst company in the world, Elena.
I used to be more fun.
You did okay.
I saved your life.
I know.
And don't you forget it.
They speed off down the road. At the Salvatore mansion, Stefan's in his shadowy domain. Elena walks in.
Hi.
Hi.
You could have told me.
I wanted to tell you.
You said no more lies, only the truth. I can handle the truth, Stefan. As crazy as it is, I can handle the fact that you are a vampire. And you have a vampire brother, and that my best friend is a witch. I can accept the fact that the world is a much more mysterious place than I ever thought possible, but this lie I cannot take. What am I to you? Who am I to you?
You are not Catherine. You are the opposite of everything that she was.
And when did you figure that out? Before you kissed me? Before we slept together?
Before I met you.
What?
First day of school, when we met. That wasn't for the first time, Elena.
Then when was it?
May 23rd, 2009.
But that was...
That was the day your parents' car went off the bridge.
You were there?
Every couple of years, I come back here to see Zach and see my home. And last spring, I was out in the woods by Old Wickery Bridge, and I heard the accident. All of it. I was fast getting there, but not fast enough. The car was already submerged. Your dad, he was still conscious. I was able to get to him, but he wouldn't let me help him. until I helped you.
Oh my God. When I woke up in the hospital, nobody could figure out how I got out of the car. You said it was a miracle.
I went back for them, but I was too late. I couldn't save them. When I pulled you out, I looked at your face and you looked like Catherine. I couldn't believe the resemblance. After that, I spent months making sure that you weren't her. I watched you. I learned everything that I could about you. And I saw that you were nothing like Catherine. And I wanted to leave town. But Elena, I couldn't leave without knowing you. I'm so sorry that I didn't tell you. I wanted to. But you were so sad.
Why do I look like her?
Elena, you've been through so much.
Why do I look like her, Stefan? What are you not telling me?
It didn't make any sense to me.
You were a Gilbert, she was a Pierce.
But the resemblance was too similar. And then I learned the truth. You were adopted, Elena.
Anna finds Jeremy at the library.
Here you are.
Hey.
Hi. Okay, look. I know I don't know you, so don't ask me why I did this. I just, sometimes, well, mostly all the time, I have this need to be right. So I Googled and...
What is it?
Proof. Sort of.
She hands over articles printed out with headlines such as Another Animal Attack and Campers Found Mauled.
What does this mean?
Well, I only went as far back as 1942 and... found that there's been a string of animal attacks periodically in and around this town for the past 75 years. It's consistent. Look, here we go. In 62, 5 bodies found. In 53, 4 people killed. In 74, 3 people dead. And there's been 5 this year. All attacked, all suffered major blood loss, as in drained of blood.
At the Salvatore Mansion.
How do you know this?
Your birth certificate from City Records, it says Elena Gilbert, Mystic Falls General. But there's no record of your mother ever being admitted. There's no record of her ever being pregnant.
What else do you know?
For me to go any further, I would have had to look into the Pierce family, and I couldn't do that. It's too much of a risk. If someone found out I was asking about Catherine, listen to me. It doesn't matter. You are the woman that I love. I love you.
He holds her gently by the head, and they kiss. Frowning, she rests her head on his shoulder, and he tightly embraces her. Elena comes home to find Jenna flicking angrily through a magazine.
I don't set a lot of rules, Elena. Not with you. I trust you to tell me the truth. Where were you, and why did you lie to me about it? I thought that we were closer than that.
Now is not the time you want to talk to me about lies.
Don't do that. Don't turn this back on me. I didn't do anything.
Okay, question. Am I adopted? I trust you to tell me the truth, too, Jenna. How could you not tell me? I thought we were closer than that.
Elena, I didn't. They asked me not to.
I don't want to hear it.
She heads upstairs, leaving Jenna dumbfounded. Alaric marks papers at the bar.
Bourbon.
He spots Damon arriving, then has a flashback.
I love you.
I'm gonna be late tonight.
He remembers finding Damon biting Isabel's neck in their house. In the present day, Alaric stares at Damon. He swallows hard and drinks his bourbon, then sets it on the bar with a trembling hand. ITFC audio description.
Catch brand new Vampire Diaries on Tuesday night at 9 when Elena picks up a stalker. But next tonight, espionage action with Matt Damon in The Bourne Identity.